Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is there a threat to our democracy?
Clearly. Mega, mega people. Whatever that is.
Oh, we're the threat?
Oh, yeah. Just listen to Joe Biden.
Well, I don't want to listen to him.
Okay, then maybe not.
I want to know if people that are not mumbling and having a nookie and a nap, who happen to be president of the United States, think there's a threat to democracy. Does anybody think there's a threat to democracy? I mean, I can think of a few things. Joe Biden would be one.
Yeah, and the rest of the Trojan horse occupants that are that rode in with him.
Nancy Pelosi would be another.
Don't think Barack Obama or any of his ilk out of there either.
You tell me if there's a threat to democracy. 271-1100 is our telephone number. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Because I heard a speech last night, as Kevin alluded to, suggesting that there is, in fact, a threat to democracy.
That's all you heard.
That was the whole speech, pretty
That's
much.
That's all you heard.
Yeah. And I listened to every minute of the mumbling and the bumbling and everything else, and when I got to the end of it, I'm like, one of those things where you feel like that he was trying to say something and had a point to make, but couldn't quite bring himself to make it. You know what I mean? Like when somebody's telling a story and you're like, just cut to the chase. Like, tell me the story.
Remember Steve Martin that played Trains and Automobiles? Here's an idea. Have a point.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so much more exciting for the listener. But no, I don't hear any.
Must with one overwhelming, unified voice speak as a country and say there's no place for voter intimidation.
Duh.
Or political violence in America.
Duh.
Whether it's directed at Democrats or Republicans.
Where's that happening?
Yeah. I mean, Captain Obvious there.
Is people sitting in lawn chairs keeping an eye on drop boxes intimidating? Is that voter intimidation?
Yeah.
Apparently so. Apparently that's way out of line.
I don't know. All of this is somehow a threat to democracy. This,
uh-huh.
You know, when you start building up straw men and saying things are what they aren't, you really diminish the actual threats to democracy that are out there, which include, I don't know, Joe Biden? He might be a threat to democracy, given what he espouses. Hello, friends. Scott Hennon, Kevin Flynn, what's on your mind? Glad to have you along on the program today. Guests on the program today include Jim Schultz, Minnesota Attorney General candidate. Tuesday, he faces Democratic incumbent Attorney General Keith Ellison. Would we like a red wave there or what? It might happen. Just might happen. Jim the Flagpole Guy will be here. Always enjoy our conversations with the one and only Jim the Flagpole Guy. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment, now a North Dakota think tank. And we're going to talk a little bit about California's policy to ban gas, diesel, and flex fuel vehicles. Like, you can't buy one after a certain point. They're setting a date and saying, nope, gas vehicle, you can't do it. Diesel, nope, can't do it. Flex fuel, oh, you can't do flex fuel. No. Why not? That'd be a prime example of one that uses renewable fuels, whatever. So that's California's legislation, and Minnesota has traditionally followed California's policies on vehicle emissions. So Governor Walz won't answer the question directly on whether or not Minnesota is going to follow California on this full-on...
He's a climate warrior.
Ban.
He's a...
Is that why he won't answer the question? And then just answer the question, then.
You'd think.
Yeah.
For a problem that we don't have.
Clearly wants to do this.
We have some of the best air quality in the country in the great state of Minnesota.
Pat Rosenstiel from the Domestic Policy Caucus will be here on the program today to explain the potential this will reach Minnesota. You can't make it up. So all that in the way of guests today on the program, and some open phone time until the bottom of the hour, 701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776. Text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. We want to know, lay it on us, folks, simple question, is there a threat to our democracy? I should maybe say that a little more dramatic so that we can have people properly understand the gist of this question, Kevin.
That's probably good. I should probably get some sort of a bump, bump, bump.
I think you should.
Sort of a, yeah, a stager. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for the dramatic effect.
Right. For the really dark the question of whether or not you believe.
Or you could go to the Kamala Harris. You know,
I don't
pitch it up a bit and, you know, sound so it's a threat to our democracy. It's the very way of life that we live.
You'd have to get a cackle in there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess. Unreal. Meanwhile, if you go to Kevin McCarthy's website, republicanleader.com.gov, you can actually read about actual plans and specifics.
The compact, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's commitment. Commitment to America.
Commitment to America. I love
A nation that's safe. He breaks down border security, public safety, national security, gives a ton of stats, and actual check, you know, end catch and release, require proof of legal status to get a job, eliminate welfare incentives. Imagine actual specifics on plans. It's mind-boggling.
There you go.
There's your threat to democracy. The threat to democracy is to, you know, secure the border, address the crime, get the supply chain and the inflation thing under control, maybe, you know, work on that southern border. Boy, there's a great plan there, by the way.
Well, it's just dealing with a problem.
Yep.
I mean, the Biden approach is... let them in.
Fully fund effective border enforcement strategies, infrastructure, and advanced technology to prevent illegal crossings and trafficking by cartels. See what the fentanyl number is that they've seized at the border?
Yeah, that's what we know about.
That we know about. They've seized almost 20,000 pounds of fentanyl, nearly 10 tons. Okay, that's enough to kill every American 13 times over. You know that more has gotten in than has gotten caught. And now it is the number one killer of Americans ages 18 to 45, and 300 people a day are dying from it. And how many times has Joe Biden been to the border in his entire political career? Anybody? The answer would be zero.
Well, again,
never.
To go there would have to acknowledge a problem and
yep.
then be asked, what's the solution?
Well, there you just unpacked the entire administration.
Find me a little Kamala Harris giggle, would you? I need a little Kamala Harris solving a problem. Like, okay, Madam Vice President, the border is not secure. You are the border czar. What is your solution to fixing the border crisis?
There is no crisis. Don't you remember?
Oh, there's no
border is secure.
There's no crisis.
We also have a broken immigration system, and it needs to be fixed.
We're going to have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border is secure?
Yeah. Well, it's secure as far as a priority goes. You know.
Another listener would like you to play the clip again where Obama was heckled. I missed most of it.
Oh, that's rich. Yeah, I will.
Can we do that?
Oh, yeah. Coming right back. I got it for you.
Ben in Michigan, listening on the app. There are so many threats to our democracy. The question should be, what are some of the greatest threats to our democracy? All right, right now, today, give me some threats to the democracy. What's Biden talking about? Lyle and Fargo, we'll get you in here, too, coming up.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Thanks for coming along today. Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Oh, good stuff today. Good stuff today for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Are you ready?
Shout out to my gal in Glendon, by the way. Nailed the popcorn chicken yesterday.
She's got Swedish meatballs today. Orange chicken in Yulin. Salisbury Steak at MP Avenue, Lasagna, 12th Avenue and I-29, Tater Tot Hot Dish or Sloppy Joe's, your choice, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, in, Hamburger Hot Dish in Hartwood. often says Harwood, like hamburger, hot dish. You're going to love it. All right, that's beautiful. Let's see here. Let's get to Lyle in Fargo, Brian in Fargo, and Mike in Burnham. Go ahead, Lyle. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Probably not the best at speaking what I am thinking, but to me, the threat to democracy is the people who push the ideology that victims have no responsibility for their actions, that we should blame people that enforce the laws rather than the people who break the laws, and the politicians that push that, along with the people that just accept that was not, without question, is the problem that we have in society today.
Good thoughts, Lyle. Thank you for that very much, and appreciate you listening while you're driving. What's on your mind? Very nice. Brian Fargo, what's on your mind?
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Brian, the political refugee from Washington State here, getting ready for my first North Dakota winter. And a lot windier than I thought, but I'm loving the Colts here.
Welcome to the party, pal.
It's a piece of cake. A piece of cake, Brian. Don't worry about it.
You got this.
I've got to go to Shields and buy some snow pants, I think.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Anyway, I think the biggest threat to our democracy that I see is election integrity. Because if we can't trust our election, nothing else really matters. And I honestly, for me, the process is sacred. I would rather elect a candidate that I hate in a fair election than my favorite guy, Ron Paul, in a crooked one. You know, it just, you know, the process is sacred, and we just don't have enough respect for that anymore. And, you know, when you stop trusting the elections, there's nowhere else to go.
That is spot on. Nailed it. Number one. Yep, that is number
one. I do want to mention one thing. You guys were talking about the California car legislation that they're pondering. I welcome it. I love it because for decades, our automobile manufacturers have been enthralled to the California rules.
True.
Because it's such a big market.
True.
So I think this is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back and says, fine, let California go their own way, and we won't be stuck with such restrictive laws and regulations moving forward for, you know, somebody buying a car in North Dakota.
So they're getting a little taste of their own medicine is what you're saying.
Oh, boy, doesn't it taste better?
Yeah. Brilliant!
Love it. All right, thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate the call. Mike and Perm, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, Scott. I've got to tell you, this thing with Walls about wanting to ban these vehicles, you know, he must be subscribing to this axiom, monkey see, monkey do. What's good for California must be good for you. We love the state of Minnesota, and we don't want to see it destroyed by somebody like this. If he likes Governor Newsom's policies so bad, why doesn't he move there and give us all a break so we can rebuild the state of Minnesota to what we love so much that has been destroyed by him and his policies?
Let me ask your a question about the political tea leaves of Tuesday. What do you think Scott Jensen has a shot?
Absolutely. I think he's going to take Walls to the woodshed, and this ought to be interesting. I mean, like I've heard, you and I have both heard Dr. Jensen speak, and he makes a lot of good sense. Have we heard anything from Governor Tim Walls? How about zero? That guy's hiding out. Because he's afraid to be confronted by Dr. Jensen.
Let me tell you a story. Dr. Jensen texted me yesterday and said, do you have a slot in your Monday coverage? You know, I was just like, I'd be like, this is unbelievable. You know, I mean.
Working.
Yeah. I mean, he's working. And Tim Walls, you couldn't get
him.
He's
running.
You couldn't get him to do an interview. Yeah. To save his soul. And here's Dr. Jensen, the candidate himself, texting, saying, hey, can we get on the air Monday? Phenomenal. Who you got in there, Kev?
You know, I was going to just one note on the thing with why. You know me, question everything. So why? Why would Walls want California emission standards in the state of Minnesota?
He's woke.
We don't have that problem, though. There's not. We don't have an air quality issue in Minnesota, not even in the Twin Cities. There's zero smog problem.
His lieutenant governor is a, you know, I mean, she probably protested at...
It just makes me wonder why somehow are you tied to the mining of the minerals? Are you tied to the batteries? Are you somehow, somewhere, you getting something for that? Because there's not a problem based on that solution. And
I think it's wokeness.
All right.
My answer to the question.
Yeah. John, is it John? John's on the farm, I believe, but you're from California, John?
Yeah, I'm an engineer at Lockheed Martin in California, but I'm back here helping on the family farm with harvest.
Oh, okay.
And I'll tell you, the threat to democracy is when you don't have a choice, which is what it is in California right now.
Yeah. I hear you. Are you breathing in the fresh air here? Are you liking that freedom?
Oh, I'd love to come back and live here, but unfortunately, life takes you in some other place sometimes.
Yeah, we haven't talked Lockheed Martin in building a plant here yet. We got to work on that. We do have Northrop Grumman here now. Some of the
but the thing is, when you have a one-sided everything in California is the Democrat, you don't have a choice, and you can see what happens. And if these other states start going in that direction, well, we've lost.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Now you talk about don't have a choice. You have a choice, obviously, but these people have a very like a David versus Goliath chance of getting
a lock on everything, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we don't. You can say we have a choice, but when you look at the people that run, they know they're going to lose. I mean, every election ends up being 90% Democrat. The House, the Senate, the governor, the mayors are all Democrat, and they just do whatever they want. And so we have $7 gas. We're not going to be able to have a... You can't buy a gas stove anymore. If your stove breaks and you want to replace it, you can't get a gas one. You have to buy electric. If your furnace breaks, you got to buy an electric heat pump. You can't buy a gas lawnmower. God. You can't buy a gas weed trimmer.
You can't buy a gas lawnmower?
No. That's why my nephew evacuated 2 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it's ridiculous.
And by the way,
then we have blackouts seven times this summer. So let's go all electric, but I don't know where we're going to get it.
Melt the grid.
Oh, man.
That's a good point.
Anyway, listen to you guys while I'm here working on the farm, and I appreciate what you're doing. Keep it up.
Listen on the app when you go back to California. Yep. Keep some sense in your life.
Take us with you. Yeah, exactly right. Download that AM 1100, the flag. WZFG app. Love it. All right, we're going to talk to a candidate for Attorney General.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home of business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
What GOP leaders are saying was an act of desperation. Not the president, but the former president. Barack Obama came to Phoenix, Arizona on Wednesday to rally for Democrats running for some of the state's top offices.
Then democracy as we know it may not survive in Arizona. That's not an exaggeration. That is a fact.
New Twitter owner Elon Musk said Tuesday that the platform will not allow anyone who was removed from the service to return for at least a few more weeks. Musk said there must be a clear process to let them back in. The Department of Justice took a big crack at catalytic converter thieves, announcing raids and arrests on Wednesday to break up a network of thieves, dealers, and processors. Searches and seizures occurred in 9 states. It's estimated this crime has netted hundreds of millions of dollars. The precious metals in catalytic converters is why they're valuable. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons and the Freedom Matters USA studios. H.A. Thompson & Sons have been at it a long time in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, so you can trust them. They're decades of service, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Everything from design, build, and new construction to furnace and air conditioner replacements and water heater replacements and garage heater installations, they do all of that. One of our fine sponsors here on the program. 701-223-3393, online at hatandsons.com. Also, great at getting that indoor air quality just perfect. You're starting to hear a little bit more about... Ready, Kevin? COVID.
Oh, yeah. What is that again?
COVID. COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the indoor air quality is important, whether it's COVID or anything, any bug in the air. They're really good at that. H.A. Thompson's, H.A.T. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. HATthompsonandSons.com. Top of the hour, we have an answer to the question, what is the threat to democracy? Others welcome, by the way. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. And get that in. We're waiting for a call from Jim Schultz, who is the candidate for Attorney General in North Dakota. Would you like to see him beat Keith Ellison at all? Or?
Oh, that would be great. Or no. We could do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't much care either way. Yeah. That'd be good.
Learn a little more about Keith Ellison. Talk about a...
Should we worry...
About a militant.
Should we worry about that
about
a little
a radical.
Bit? Yeah. Jim Schultz, the guy that's going to take on that radical militant Keith Ellison, is on our newsmaker line. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks so much for having me on again.
You bet. Kevin is here as well. We're glad to have you back on the program. Tell us how the campaign's going.
Well, we're on track to make history, to win the Attorney General's office for the first time in over 50 years. The latest poll actually just came out yesterday. Had us leading by 7 points, actually, right now. But we're running like we're 2 points behind. We're working hard. We're all over the state. We were up in Moorhead area just last week. We'll be up in down in Mankato tonight, up in Duluth tomorrow. We're traveling everywhere. Minnesotans are fed up. You know, Minnesotans are fed up with the most extreme attorney general that Minnesota has ever had. They're fed up with the violent crime. They're fed up with the recklessness and extremism and, frankly, the incompetence as well. And so we're working hard to get our message out and make sure that we leave no stone unturned to reach as many people as we can here in these final weeks.
What are people ticked about? When you talk with them specific to the issues of the attorney general's office, what are they mad about?
Yeah, well, a number of things. I mean, they're fed up with the violent crime. They're fed up with the drug crime. These communities just absolutely destroyed by the, you know, particularly in the metro of Minnesota, the violent crime. And then really throughout Minnesota, the drug crime, the fentanyl stuff has been completely unaddressed. They're fed up of the incompetence, the Feeding Our Future fraud that you know about well, where $250 million went out to a nonprofit that we knew was fraudulent. Keith Ellison's office was at the center of that, apparently advising the Department of Education to send out this money despite the fact that he knew it was fraudulent. And they're just fed up with the dishonesty. I mean, the continual lying from Keith Ellison about his role in Feeding Our Future, the continued lying about Keith Ellison suggesting that he didn't in fact support defunding the police. You know, people, and on the latter point, people believe in police. They believe that they have confidence and police do their jobs, and they believe they're heroes, not villains. And they view Keith Ellison rightly as an attorney general who has demonstrated remarkable hostility to cops. And that is just an absolute disgrace.
Give me some examples of his hostility towards cops. Remind everybody about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, Exhibit A is the prosecution of Kim Potter, you know, this Brooklyn Center police officer who made a serious mistake for which there should have been consequences. But there was no way that she committed first-degree manslaughter. Nonetheless, Keith Ellison charged her with that for completely political motivations, and now she's in prison. And people resent that, and they view it as a political prosecution, not justice. And so it's that. It's his support for the Minneapolis Charter Amendment, the express purpose of which was to defund the largest police force ever, the largest police force in the state of Minnesota. And then, you know, a variety of other things. You know, throughout his career, Ellison has demonstrated remarkable hostility to police. You know, he's described them as an occupying force and things like that. And people really, you know, they believe in police and they know they're critical to the future of Minnesota. And people are really fed up with that.
And I think you're right, based on what we hear from listeners too. You know, the crime thing is, people just feel like, okay, an attorney general in Minnesota is an example. You know,
yep,
deal with this problem. Get your arms around it. You know,
yep,
talk to us the way law enforcement would talk to us about a crime problem and what you're doing. Give us a sense of, you know, how bad crime is, how that compares to, you know, previous statistics right now in Minnesota.
Well, yeah. So, for example, just to take the carjacking, carjacking numbers, we used to not even track carjackings as a separate metric from just vehicle thefts because they were so rare. But last year, in one Minnesota city, Minneapolis, there were 750 carjackings, two a day, in just one city. Those have happened. Those have spread out to St. Paul and the suburbs as well. And then you see the murders up over the course of Ellison's tenure by double the murders, you know, double the lives taken, you know, double the families shattered. We've had 26,000 aggravated assaults in the 4 years that Keith Ellison has been attorney general. That's something like a 50% increase. You go down the line, every crime metric is dramatically increased. And it's increased because we have emboldened criminals. We have failed to aggressively prosecute them. We've allowed there to be this revolving door where criminals are not held accountable for their actions. And so they feel like they can get away with it. And in many cases right now, that's correct. And we have to end that. And then we've demoralized police, the police who, you know, have made extraordinary sacrifices to do their jobs are incredibly demoralized right now because people like Keith Ellison and Ilhan Omar and the Minneapolis City Council and others have spent their time vilifying them, slandering them, and, you know, it's essentially making it seem as though every cop out there is Derek Chauvin. And it's an absolute outrage that these men and women who put their lives on the line for us every day have been treated this way. But you go down the stats and you're seeing the results of really reckless and terrible policies. I call it a man-made disaster, you know, because it didn't have to be this way. It could have been different had we embraced policies that were sensible, had we supported law enforcement, had we said that if you commit serious crime in the state of Minnesota, you're going to face serious consequences. And right now, it's we're seeing the results of this failed soft on crime policy.
Jim Schultz is a attorney general candidate in Minnesota on the ballot for you early voters, and obviously on Election Day as well. I want to make sure you know about his candidacy and his campaign and what he's done to tackle, you know, whether it's carjacking, any kind of crime. Pretty amazing. As opposed to Keith Ellison. What is Keith? If Keith Ellison was here right now and I said, what about the crime problem in Minnesota, what would he say?
He'd give you a variety of excuses. He'd give you a variety of lies. You know, number one, he would say, well, I never supported defunding the police, even though he got behind a charter amendment with the express purpose of defunding the police. He would say that the attorney general doesn't prosecute crime. And the answer to that is, well, yes, Keith, your attorney general's office doesn't prosecute crime, but a competent attorney general's office, an attorney general's office with the right priorities, could and should prosecute crime. What he would say is that, you know, I'm just trying to distract Minnesotans from the real issues in the race. And the fact is, the average Minnesotan looks out, and you and I have both heard this, Scott, and says, how is it possible that we have allowed our state to descend into this level of lawlessness and violence? So he would try to deflect and dodge as much as he can. But the fact is, Minnesotans know the truth. Minnesotans know that he's an extremist, that he did, in fact, back defunding the police, that he's remarkably incompetent, that he was at the center of the greatest fraud in Minnesota's history, the greatest nonprofit fraud in Minnesota's history in feeding our future, and that he's dishonest, you know, that he has continually lied about his roles in both of those. And so, you know, he would certainly deflect and lie and so forth, but the facts speak for themselves.
The Star Tribune has dug into the scam a little bit of feeding our future. Has any of that stuck? I mean, is that getting some new attention on this issue with Ellison?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it certainly has. You know, because Minnesotans resent this. They resent this level of incompetence. And you know, it says something when the Star Tribune is out there, you know, pointing out the many failures here. And you know, the Star Tribune got on the record two Democrats from within Ellison's office saying that Ellison failed to stop the fraud.
Wow.
And so it goes through the timeline. And, you know, it was, you know, in May of 2020, we knew this was fraudulent. And after that, essentially all of the $250 million that ultimately went out to feeding our future went out. They went out to a nonprofit we knew to be fraudulent. And so there's just no escaping responsibility on Ellison's part. And even the people, even Democrats within his own office, are acknowledging the extraordinary failures that are at Keith Ellison's doorstep here.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Despite that, he says fraudsters are smart and they're tricky and they're deceptive, and sometimes it takes a lot to catch them. What do you make of that response?
Yeah,
yeah, boy. That's the funny thing about this is it wouldn't have taken Sherlock Holmes to crack this case. This was very straightforward. All he would have had to do, and they acknowledge this in the article, is subpoena the bank record. And so you can see that, you know, money that went out to feed hungry kids instead went out to buy $90,000 Porsches or $1.2 million mansions. That's the first thing you do if you're an investigator here. And what they've publicly acknowledged that the Attorney General's office undertook no investigatory steps related to this. None. That's a fact that's on the record. And so, yeah, I mean, I suppose thieves are pretty slippery when you do nothing to actually investigate them. But if we had a competent attorney general's office that actually did that, or at least picked up the phone to call the FBI a year earlier than they in fact did, then the thieves could have been caught much earlier. But, you know, maybe in Keith Ellison's book, these were hard thieves to catch. But for any competent attorney general, they would not have been.
There's an article that came out yesterday, Jim. If you can hang out through the break, I want to ask you about this. It says, Walls, the DFL unleashed millions in campaign spending in the final week before the election. And the numbers are pretty staggering. Follow the money. We'll talk about that coming up. And you got to head to Arizona, don't you, my man?
I do.
All right.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwood Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Scotty ducking out, getting ready to head down for Parents Weekend at Arizona State with the lovely Haley for the weekend. So yours truly, Kevin Flynn, taking over, taking the reins, man in the controls. Let's do this. And a little Ted Nugent, Fred Bear, the North Dakota deer opener, rifle opener tomorrow.
Yeah.
What is it, at noon? I don't hunt North Dakota, but I think noon tomorrow, and then Minnesota on Saturday. But be safe. You know, remember all the reasons, gun safety and all of that. Let's not have, wear your harness if you're in the stand, et cetera, et cetera. Run down the line. Wrapping up our conversation with Attorney General candidate in the state of Minnesota, Jim Scholz, is running against Keith Ellison. Jim, before I let you go, I wanted to, because I'm a Minnesota resident, actually, and I'm going to be voting for you. But, boy, looking at this article that I saw from the Bemidji Pioneer that they put out yesterday, between September 20th and October 24th, Keith Ellison's campaign spent $1.2 million compared to your $500,000. And now they're talking about unleashing a bunch more money before the end of the week. We have a Secretary of State race. We have the Attorney General race. We have the Governor race. The money, to me, is mind-boggling. I mean, where is it all coming from?
Well,
Well, I mean, Keith Ellison's money comes from the East and West Coast. I mean, I'm not sure his most recent financial report, but the previous one that my team put together, most of his money came from New York, Philadelphia, Boston, mm-hmm. and the West Coast. And, you know, all these far left, liberals from those areas, you know, the fact is most Minnesotans know that Keith Ellison has been a disaster for our state. And so it's been very hard for him to raise the money in state here. We actually are pretty close to overall in this cycle raising as much money as he has, which is a real accomplishment given that he's been around politics for 20 years or so. And in fact, if you look at the spending, on TV these days, actually, and a number of other metrics, we're actually, our side is actually outspending their side right now in this race by 2-3, 4-1 in many instances. We're actually, you know, right now, you know, money isn't everything in politics. What it is about, you know, message and focus and, you know, talking to the issues that people care about. And that's why we're on track to win this race. But we actually are holding our own in the spending side. I'm very proud of that. And I think it's just reflective of the fact that Minnesotans are fed up. You know, Minnesotans are.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you. Yep. And my neighborhood around Detroit Lakes, I can't tell you enough of how fed up we are with all of it.
Yep.
I mean, and your plan seems pretty simple. We support law enforcement. We recruit. We get retention bonuses. We do all those things. We oppose any defund the police nonsense. And we crack down on maybe we could start punishing criminals. Is that a novel concept in your world, Jim?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's a novel concept for Keith Ellison, but it's not in my world. We have to send a message that there's actually going to be serious consequences for serious crime. And right now, so many criminals just feel like they can get away with it, and frankly, they can. And so we've got to change that mentality.
Amen. How can people help out before Tuesday for your campaign, Jim Schultz? What's your website, or how do they do that?
Yeah, so our website is jim4mnag.com, Jim, F-O-R. MNAG.com. People can go on there and donate. Every incremental dollar these days just goes to reaching more people, making sure we win this race for the future of Minnesota. People can tell their friends, they can tell their family, they can knock on doors, make phone calls. This is a critical moment
for
the future of our state. And so thank you so much for the opportunity to be on with you, Kevin.
All right. Hey, pleasure, man. And if we can connect maybe even Monday, we'll do it again. But we'll keep talking about you between now and Tuesday for sure, man. Keep up the fight.
Will do. Thanks so much, Kevin.
You bet. No problem. Thank you for being on. Jim Schultz, Attorney General candidate in Minnesota. That's an office we really got to clear up. Jim the Flagpole Guy here. Oh, Jim's not on yet? Well, I can tell you this. Jim the Flagpole Guy is the man. Need a flagpole. And I just love not so much, you know, not just ndflagpoleguy.com. Now it's usflagpoleguy.com because he's going national with the thing. And just a great patriot, ndflagpoleguy.com. USFlagpoleGuy.com. There he is. How you doing, USFlagpoleGuy.com?
Good, Mr. Kevin. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Where are you today, my friend?
I'm at the Senex in Mandan getting fuel, getting geared up to head west. We got a 100-footer at the Frontier Travel Center.
Oh, fun.
We're Bowman.
In Bowman, North Dakota?
Yes, sir.
Very good. 100-footer. That's a big flagpole.
I'd just like to thank all of the Legion members over in that area, and also the Frontier Travel Center is not really their property. It's next door. It's kind of like a visitor's bureau or something like that.
Okay.
It's a group of people that just want to bring honor to America and bring honor to the American flag and to each other. And, hey, you know, I hear where you stand where you come from. You know, they're Mr. Kevin. You know, you guys still believe in, like, the rule of law and all that kind of fancy stuff, but it's all over. Everybody is that way. Everybody's sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we're all praying and working hard to make for a better change. And I spoke with a United States Marine who actually, I was in the same areas at times back in the 80s in the Marine Corps with this gentleman today. And everybody's loves America. There's way more of us than there are of them. Never been a better time to put up a flagpole and symbolize that, you know. And something happened again today as a person said, ever since I put a flagpole up, I look at everybody else's and it just warms my heart and I get to focus on good things. So that's nice. And we're in Mandan. We have our shop there. Please come if you're anywhere in the Bismarck, Mandan area, or if you're coming here to shop or do your doctrine, drop the flagpole off for Noah. He can sew it, and when you just come back, pick it up before you leave town.
Yeah, and, it's a great new shop, man. I love it. If you go to ndflagpoleguy.com, you can find out more about Jim's travels. Man, get her done in Bowman, buddy. We'll talk next week. All right, safe travels.
God bless you, Kevin. God bless you.
You bet. Love you, brother. Talk soon.
The big election is next week, and Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax every night this week talking about the real issues the big media won't. Rob shows how inflation really is killing us. Then Rob looks at our border, soaring crime, the dangers of the woke agenda, and more. And Rob speaks with the candidates in the big races that will change America. He talks the latest polls with Dick Morris and so much more. I watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax. You should, too. Millions are switching to Newsmax. And this weekend, Newsmax will be the only major cable channel airing President Trump's big rallies live. Get the Trump schedule from Newsmax. Just text the word rally to 39747. That's rally to 39747. That's how you get the Trump info and more. Text rally to 39747. That's rally to 39747. And be sure and watch Newsmax and Rob Schmidt today. You're going to love it.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.